perfectly. This ground anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect pure Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma, precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Idam Guru Ratamandalakam Niryatayami. Okay, and so now we'll do the praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorneth Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times. Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. On my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage to our swift heroic eyesight lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Sphere was turbo and lotus. Homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullness, blazing with light lazy splendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorning, giving effort come austerities, patience meditation her sphere. Homage crown of Tata Goddess, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, earth, Gandavas, Yakshas. Homage with their tre and pe sounds, disjoined false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champion, the frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra. Lightway masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage she so joyous, radiant, crowning minting garlands of light. Mirthful laughing with Dutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to summon, Arthur's guardian's assembly. Shaking, frowning with the humsa, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on honor months most shining. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze like eon-ending fire abiding. Rise and let that joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana. She endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes bodies asunder, freezes home and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to Rewitsi letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by a stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru Mandara and Vindya, homage holding in her hand the hair-marked moon of Deva-like form, with by spoken Tara and Pe, totally dispelling poison. Homage you whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras to honor. Armored in noise for splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With Swaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures. Trisosos of spirit yakshas and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. So flip to the first base sheet in front, and let's read, accepting difficulties as a path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dhamma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. So, as I mentioned before, well, as soon as Geshe-la sits on his throne, we'll be starting with, on page 22 of the Silver Book, the Guru Yoga, Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, and it's on page 7 in the booklet. And according to my sense, we're on page 110 in the textbook, Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment, somewhere toward the middle. And also, after he finishes the Guru Yoga, Geshe-la will probably chant the Refuge of Bodhicitta prayer 3 times, in case you're wondering what that is. And that's right under, that's on the base sheet. So before we settle down, I'd like to read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, especially those at the Boston Marathon, all the Tibetans who have been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, Ruth Appleby, Von Burrows, Claire Caruso, Bill Johnson, Claudia Kunt, Sam Rainey, Mamie Stark, Chelsea the Cat, Dakota the Dog, Ivy the Dog, Cook the Cat, Shanti the Dog, Job Search, Kim Conway, Daniel Dimitrov, prayers for health and well-being, Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, especially those at the Boston Marathon. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Becky, Megan and Marianne Burke, Ron Burroughs family, Victoria Easterday Clark, June Elliott, Gary Goldberg, Mildred Gooch, Scott Griffin and family, Ken and Annie Hassel, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Bill Johnson's family, Helen Kasanoff, Meredith Kilmer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Gary Marshall, Aaron Mervin and his family, Shelley Miller, Adrian Oliver, Jay Pandya, Jeff Peterson and family, Aunt Polly, Chuck and Faye Renard, Carl Rich, Scooby Rodriguez, Dr. Albert Sontz, Rosemary Cease, Dion Washington, Suzanne Williams, Kathy Wormser, Judith Wormser, the Zeta Psi chapter of Pi Kappa Phi at Everett University, Loki the Cat, and Pierre the Dog. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Osang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows, that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, the middle clouds of compassion, wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfall the profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings for the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. So now turn to page 27, to the bottom of page 26 in the silver book, or page 13 in the booklet, and we'll say the five-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa 21 times to ourselves, and then the 21st one we'll recite five together.
Today's teachings?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Did you learn a lot? According to Lama Tsongkhapa, Tawete the Ishin no Rila, so Tawete, you know, refers to the human life, okay, human life. Tau, you know, Tawete is like the Tau refers to freedoms, freedom from this, free from. The places there's nowhere, there's no Buddha Dhamma's teachings available. There does not mean there's McDonald's. McDonald's is available. Where the this place where there's no Buddha Dhamma, Buddha's teachings, no? So there's a free from there, Tawet Tendi, so this Lama Tsongkhapa, Tawet Tendi. This refers to the precious human life. Ishinobu last. The Ishinobu is like Ishinobu. That's what we call His Holiness. All the Tibetan people call His Holiness Ishinobu. Literally means, you know, wish fulfilling jewel. Ishinobu. That's, you know, all the Tibetan. That's how they call His Holiness Ishinobu. So this precious human life is, you know, much more valuable than, you know, this, you know, wish fulfilling jewels. So, obtaining this kind of, you know, something that's much more valuable than precious jewel, wish fulfilling precious jewel. So that's our life, you know. Somehow it happens to us. Somehow, fortunately, it happened to us. Tarim is, you know, it just happened. No, so, what is it? Tarim means today. No, it's just, you know, seems like that. It just found today, you know, this precious human life. So difficult to find, jigla, easy to lose. It's like lightning in the sky. You know, this happens like this. Seconds, then it's gone. So keeping that in our mind, you know, keeping that in our mind, you know, so it's like far more precious or valuable than wish-fulfilling precious jewels, the light that you have, okay? So difficult to find, easy to lose. It's like thundering, lightning the sky, lightning the sky. It happens in seconds, then after seconds gone. Then keeping that in our mind, so the similar, everything that, around us. It's like, so when the farmers, collect the crops in India, so what they do in order to separate the grain and the shelf and the grains, separate, what they do, they just, if there's wind, so then just, they just, there's a little piece of, looks like made out of bamboo, so they use, they just pour down on the ground, so that the wind blows, all the grains, drops, rest, just blow out. So keeping that in mind, then everything is like that, so like it constantly change. So this on the jinicha, mumba chawa, seeing everything is like that, So it's there with the grain, and it's gone, it's the grain separated from the bark, the chef. Chef. So then understanding that, so understanding everything is like that, understanding that. So then, So now not remembering the rest of the word. The computer is getting old. It's not being used, it's getting old. So now it's like it's mixing with some other text. It's mixing with the foundation of the good quality. The rest of the is just also, Nanjur Nyeja, so I'm not sure, probably some words missing there, that's okay. So, between there, Nanjur is practitioners, Nanjur Yoga, Nanjopa, this is the practitioners, okay. Nanjur Nyeja, they refer to Lama Tsongkhapa himself. Nanjur Nyeja, I practice myself, that's how I practice Nanjur Nyeja. Those who are out there, who are, has a desire for liberate yourself, have the desire for liberation, so to do the same things, kind of like advising us. So, so there's mainly it's like two teachings together, the impermanent and the precious human life. This combines the two teachings together. So it's very important that has. Then another check, it says, if you see this something very meaningful, so more likely we are not going to waste, if you see something meaningful. So that's all about, helping us to, so not in the text, some story that I read somewhere that says, that's telling people, find something that you can be grateful within yourself. This is exactly what it means. I'm not sure, when they say find something that you will be grateful, you know. So in this case, you know, okay, roof on my, how you say, roof over my head, roof over my head. Compare that to the precious human life, precious human life. First of all, I think so. So now we need to make this, no roof over your head. That's more practical, you know. There's so many people, there's no roof over, you know, their head. So that's, you know, it's very practical. It's very practical. But, you know, similarly, there's so many, you know, even within the human life, not every human life is considered as a precious human life, you know. So this kind of, you know, having like opportunity to study, you know, to think about the Dharma, so this, then there's, you know, that's like precious human life. So the freedom, when you look at the freedoms, that clearly shows that every human life doesn't mean precious human life. So this is all about, you know, so the finding something, you know, something within yourself that you can be grateful, you know. So like it's been repeatedly said, you know, so many texts, you know, repeatedly said, Lama after Lama, you know, the master after master, the books after books, and it's been many said many times, you know. So there's something, you know, I think we all need, as I know, persons, you know, who is showing key interest into Lama Tsongkhapa's, you know, teachings, you know, Lam Rim, you know. So, in the Lam Rim, you know, that's after the Guru devotion, the topic that Lama Tsongkhapa wants to understand for the beginner is, you know, what is this? Huh? It's okay. My battery? Okay, maybe there's both batteries. My battery here and battery there is both going down. Hello. So that's also something that I think we all should know, including myself, we all should to probably need to also probably it's good to think about, okay? Good to think about. So like so difficult to find, you know, so easy to lose, you know, so and two, this something is really meaningful, you know, so I'm just repeating here. So this is important. This, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa is saying this. Lama Adichie is saying this. Shakyamuni Buddha said that. You know, so it's not. It's like it's, this, those, you know, the great practitioners, they said that. I think there's something probably need to pay a little more attention to what they're trying to say, what they're trying to us to understand. You know, so about the precious human life. Like far more valuable than wish fulfilling, you know, precious jewel, you know. So there's so the very this very topic that Lama Tsongkhapa put into Lam Rim, the very reason is to that whoever is studying Lam Rim, so those persons should think about that, you know, this precious human life. So then, you know, like it's kind of like now heartbreaking to hear, you know, from people when you talk to them, you know, so they don't see any meaning in their life. They don't see any meaning in their life, you know, so they say just like as a unfortunately more tend to think about negative side, you know, so life has no meaning. So, not seeing the purpose in the walk, not seeing the purpose in the life that you, very life that you possess, no, it is not good. It's not good. So, so that's why, you know, then analytical meditations on each topic of the in that in Lam Rim is necessary. Then you think about precious human life. Then you brainstorm. That's how you know. It's not just one time, you know, again, again, again. Then you will gain experiential understanding what is precious human life. Then when you say precious human life, it means something quite deep, rather than just word. So, so much, you know, emphasizes like, there's no how you define good life, you know, good life, precious life, you know, life that is far more valuable than a wishful thing, precious jewel. It's not based on, you know, how you look, it's based on the cause of this, you know, the very cause of this human life. So it refers to that cause, pure ethics. So it's important to think, you know, like, yeah, it's kind of like, maybe we are confused, you know, how, we are maybe confused how to, I say, what it means about, you know, what it really means, meaningful, you know, meaningful life, useful life. Why people, they think their life is useless. Why people, they think their life is no, their life is no meaning. So why people think like that, you know, so I think, it needs some knowledge. So it's very important to think, you know, so that life is, you know, very, very so meaningful. So meaningful. You know, so then when you see, you know, this is something meaningful, so they're more likely, you know, like we don't waste, how we waste our life, you know, being negative, being pessimistic about, you know, everything. So that's how, that's exactly. It's not like, you can't say, you know, so all the people that, you know, oh, the people are wasting their life because they are not reading Lamrim. So I think, I'm not sure, you cannot say this for 100% sure, you know, even though somebody's not reading Lamrim, they are doing such a wonderful work. So now, when you summarize the wasting life, that means, you know, just being negative. That's how we waste our life. So then, you know, when you see this is something very precious and meaningful, then you think about, you know, something positive, okay, something positive, because that's how we waste, you know, our life, just being, you know, negative. You know? So then, you know, then unfortunately, you know, so then, you know, if you are not careful, then it become habit, you know, so then it's quite, you know, difficult, you know, so always, you know, having, like, not having any positive opinions, always having negative opinions about, you know. So just want to share that with you. So, and as I say, so then when you read, you know, some kind of statement like that from Lama Tsongkhapa, it helps, you know, Tavet and Yishin or the last. So that this life is, you know, is like far more precious and valuable than wish-fulfilling precious jewel. If you have wish-fulfilling precious jewel, what you can get what you need in this life. You can just, you know, imagine fresh, you know, cookies. It will just appear there. But you think that's a big deal, you know. But this life, you think that's not a big deal. But you just imagine that, like, you know, imagine just second that you imagine something that, you know, it will be just there. It just wish-fulfilling precious jewel, if you possess one. So that's the power of that wish-fulfilling precious jewels. Yishinobu is like, Yishinobu, Yishinobu, they're like, everything that happens, you know, not liberation. not enlightenment, even though you wish if you make wish in front of the precious jewel, enlightenment is not going to happen. You know, this all means, you know, some practice, okay? So, like that, you know, can you imagine if somebody has something like that, and we all get excited, you know, to go there to look at them, and say, oh, see, that person has something, you just wish something, it will just happen like that, you know? And the most related to this life, you know, so anything. But the very life that you have, you know, you don't see that, you know, even not close. So they are saying it's far more precious than that. But we are not even seeing that, you know, $1,000 in this life, which was more precious. Some case, Now people may think that 1,000 crore is more valuable than this life. So did your ear get burned? So there's something we can think, Now I say, okay, something we can think, especially when you're feeling down. You know, so, and it's been repeatedly said, no? So Lama Tsongkhapa said, Lama Adi, Lama Selimpa, all those great masters, they said, there must be some reason why they said, what they get out of that? Nothing. You know, whether I think about my life is precious or not, what they get nothing. You know? So it's not like, you know, if they count how many people think, so they get some reward. It's not like that. So, so they are sending us some, you know, important message, okay? Mm-hmm. So with that, then I will stop, so then we will read something from them. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, as I said, I don't blame, you know, you know, if you don't believe what I said. You know, what I said is what I repeat. So it may seem like it's not big deal. Why is it big deal to be able to read Lamrim, you know, study Lamrim? It may not sound like that big a deal, but actually it is, you know, meeting with Lama Tsongkhapa teachings. There require, you know, big chunk of positive karma that have been created, you know, some lifetimes, you know. So there's, you know, like, of course, when you read Lamrim, so then you will know, when you study, you will know, you know, slowly. Mm-hmm. So much positive karma has been created. Mm-hmm. So then that is, there's karma that has been commonly created, like, you know, such as, like, environment. Within the environment, could be water, could be, you know, air, could be, you know, like park, all these things. You know, this, like, there are certain things that's created collectively created, you know, because of that certain environment, people are able to enjoy, you know, like, in a certain environment, you know, so then a whole group of people, you know, so that's why, you know, karma is very, very complicated. Even, you know, like, so that's also important to, you know, to, how you say, something to rejoice. So, yeah. Especially, you know, when we're feeling kind of down, you know, so then it is good to think about, you know, it's been in the Lamrim. It's in the Lamrim teaching. Okay. So now, at the very we stop this time.
Misconceptions about meditation.
Oh yeah. So here, are you excited about studying Lamrim? Huh? Are you all excited?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. So that's good. Even, you know, we can just use one piece of information from these books to help your life, you know, to think something good. That's far more greater than, you know. I think that serves the purpose. Okay, even just one stanza, one piece of message you can check from there, you know, that's also good, okay? In order to do productive meditations, you know, according to Lamrim here, in order to do the productive meditations, you know, you need some knowledge, okay? So that's why we are studying Lamrim. The very purpose of studying Lamrim is to know to do review meditations, analytical meditations, then concentration meditations. There are three types of meditations. In order to do all of them, these are all productive meditations. In order to do these three types of meditations, not chicken meditations. Okay, these are productive meditations. So in order to do that, you know, so then it all requires some knowledge. Gomit cheba la chuzum kechewa, sum kechewa, sura gurda cheba la sumba injis. That's what's been said throughout all the teachings that have been taught by, you know, the great masters, you know. Says study is important, study, learn. No, learning is very important. Chuzum je ten la paba de gombe chirin minba, chirin goja cheba tundam, gomna shen ten la dimeji, gomna ni, say. So then, you know, when it's come down on meditation, then you look for something to meditate on. No, that's not good. So then you're about to participate in the horse race. So then you're racing your horse, training your horse in the place where, you know, the race is supposed to take place. Then you are training your horse there. So when the race begins, then you run in some other places. So that's not good. So that's very... The purpose of, you know, studying this Lamrim book is to put into as in meditation, okay? Oh, the method of sunshine, share of sunji, rimji, jive sul sulachi nam the lebashabasharaso. Wisdom developed by reading, listening, discussing, wisdom generated by thinking, wisdom developed by, you know, concentrating. So there are three types of wisdom. Lama, Tedasuma, Lama, Nova, Jobala, Mantuchiba, Migueshi, Chajo, Yan Leban, Meban, Juroso, Tedak, Nemato, Tasso, Dojo, Sam, Jude, Chola, Mansu, Jamba, Shikan, the Shula, Oman, the Shula, Jamba, Yemachiba, Ni, Tadu, Dubacheva, Se, Nyanella, Manu, Mimata, She and Dubacheva, T, Chu, Nemba, Tato, So, Chena, without that, without knowledge, you know, so then trying to do meditations, then there are all kinds of, you know, how I say, mistakes, you know, been made, you know, so then it won't lead anywhere, you know, anywhere. So all this happens because of lack of knowledge, okay? Tena, chuzam ji sherab ji nyeba, tenila chiba chaba tsam, te gom jang gom, gom kar gom, So this now like so making oneself familiar with certain message that's been said in Lama Tsongkhapa, said in Lamrim teachings, making yourself familiar with that, that's not the deeper level of meditation, but it is, you know, different form of meditations, what you call, could be review meditation, could be analytical meditations, even though it's not deeper level meditation, okay? Ghana ni samdhen dhamme nyedho matabhe gondhen mishwa jyos. If you think, oh, meditation means just to concentrate, just think. One object, you think, nothing else. Oh, this is the only meditations. So if you, you know, if somebody says something like that, meditation means you concentrate and, or say you just sit there, think nothing, something like that. This is no. So then you are end up saying, that, you know, the people who already reached the karma binding, so these are the only people who meditate. The rest, people who didn't reach the highest level of concentration, what we call shamatha, karma binding, so then these people, you know, are not meditating. So that's like, it's not fair. Not fair. Okay, so what do you think if somebody's telling you, and I'm not sure you're so if somebody's telling me I'm not meditating, so I'll be not happy. Even though I've not reached the high levels of concentration. When you know, it's like within the desire realms, one could reach the highest level of concentrations. So when you be born in the form realm, the formless realm, automatically the very cause to be born there is no deep concentrations. So when you're born there, you're born with, you know, all the different levels of clear voice, you know, like then all this shamatha. That's what he said. So now here, Gomu Shepan is Parjinji Deshe Tiksawale Kombar Cheba Shechawane Yi Ti Kawachin to Chebam Ti Mubo Cheba was. So now here, oh, meditation on, oh, we are going to meditate on compassion. What it means? What it means we are going to meditate on compassion? So it means one of your mind, then you tune that mind into compassion. Okay? One of the mind become compassion. So there's Gomjin. Yiti kawachin to cheba, ti mubo cheba also. No, when you meditate on emptiness, you can tune your mind into emptiness, you know. When you can, when you meditate on impermanence, you can tune, you know, so, you know, so then loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, that's something that your, one of your mind become that, okay? There's different types. The meditation of precious human life, so that's not trying to understand, you know, you can't just tune your one mind into precious human life. So that's not how you meditate, you know. There's different types of meditation. When you meditate on compassion, so that's not like, you know, it's not like you are meditating on precious human life. The compassion, so, you know, then you are one of your, on your mind to, you know, to, how you say, transform into compassion. So, so then, you know, then do that, you know, so then you have to witness or observe some level of sufferings that you see. Then one of your mind, you know, become compassion's mind. So need to the witness some form of, you know, compassion or compassion or sufferings, okay? So Gomu Shepa ni Parjinji Deshe Tiksale Tiksawa Leshe Komba Shepa Shechawa ni Yi Ti Kawachindo Shepa Tingubo Shepa. This is exactly what it means. Tuning one mind into something. She Shepa the Kowacha. That's how the meditation should be understood. That's how the meditation, what it says here? Tamala, what it says here?
Meditating. For example, meditating on compassion, meditating on faith, mean that the mind must be made to develop these qualities.
Hmm. So, before that.
In clear words, Dharma Mitra's clear words commentary, meditating is making the mind take on the state or condition of the object of meditation.
Hmm. Does that make sense? That's how the meditation must be understood. That's how the meditation must be understood. Is it clear? Would you mind reading it again?
Meditating is making the mind take on the state or condition of the object of meditation.
State, what does state means?
It's making the mind take on the state or condition. So that's the same as saying what you just said. Your mind becomes compassion when you meditate on
compassion. So that's how the meditation should be understood, okay? Whenever we say meditations, so that's what it means, you know, making mind. Teva. So now here, this is, for example, tevagum, injegum. When you say tevagum, so I never heard that. Did anybody ever said meditation on faith? Tevagum. Yeah, you hear this, you know, oh, we are going to meditate on compassion, loving kindness, patience. Did you ever heard that somebody said meditate on faith? Oh, so that's new. That's dessert. Tevagum. Teva means, you know, faith. Tevagum. Gom, meditation, tevagum. So how do you say in English now? Meditation on faith.
Do they mean like meditating on the types of faith?
No, meditation on faith. Meditation on faith. Meditation on faith. Meditation on compassion. So, tevagum. Pena. Tevagum.
The definition of faith in Buddhism.
Oh, that's a very good question. Unfortunately, I don't have answer. Tell us because he thought that is that something that is not how you explain if you go to say just you are just amazed, you know, you are just amazed to be there. It's very so peaceful. It's like your mind gets kind of like peaceful, happy, you know. So, yi tawa. Tawa means, you know, like the mind gets very clear. Clear? Mind gets clear. That's good thing, you know. That's some feeling. So, taba. So then, you need to see some qualities, you know, without seeing any qualities. So then, you know, like faith probably will not generate it. You know, seeing, so say, Tibetan people, when they see His Holiness the Dalai Lama, so they have, you know, goosebumps, that they have, you know, tears, they're just seeing. So that's, you know, like, I say, Tong Tol means, you know, just liberated by seeing. You know, so then somebody who put a lot of practice, you know, like, dedicated their entire life, you know, into meditation practice, you know, when somebody sees that person, just seeing that is kind of liberates, you know, you from that. That's called Tong Tol Ku. Ku means body. Tong means see. Tol means liberate. The body, just seeing that body just liberates. Not completely, I think, probably liberated from samsara, but liberates from, you know, all these mental difficulties. At that moment, everything ceases. What is left is just, you know, like, you know, so like, ala la ho. So then, you know, the faith, you know, there's three types of faith, right? When we talk of Buddhism, Tawe Tepa, Ongondewe Tepa, you remember the three types of faith in English? Three types of faith? Conviction. So then, there's two. There's one is missing. Yeah, so you can't really explain, like, when you, you know, some space, place you go, you just mind get just, you know, like, some people therefore just looking for architect, you know, so how old, history of architect, some people just go there, they just mind get really peaceful, some people nothing, you know, same place, they just looking around, you know, how old this, you know, place has been, you know, all they looking, the art, you know, some people, you know, there's people, you know, realize that, different like reactions, different reactions. No, yeah. So teva comes from meditation on faith. What it really means, it means, you know, kind of it is, you have to see the qualities. You have to see the qualities, you know, in order to have faith in Buddha. So you have to understand what is Buddha. You know, how somebody become Buddha, enlightened beings, you know, how somebody became Buddha. So they, you know, so once you know, once you understand the qualities, you know, so like, once you understand the qualities of the doctors, your own doctors, has been, you know, treating people a long time, very kind, compassionate, very, like, caring, so then you have more faith, right? So you have to understand some, you are not going to have faith if you don't understand the qualities. So in order to gain the faith, you have to understand the qualities. You know, qualities. So reading Ashanti Deva books, you know, you think, how in the world did he think something like that? That seems like impossible. You know, so like, so this all, you know, like, this kind of mind-blowing, the way they think. You know, so then when you look at the Shakyamuni Buddha image, you know, there's one in the somewhere in Pakistan. So now that image is widely available, you just see the rib, you know, so like this. Shakyamuni Buddha, who did, you know, 6 years solid meditation under the Bodhi trees. So when you just seeing that image, so wow, you know, like, so like, oh, yeah, so I'm sitting here, like, you know, in my case, 5 minutes. I'm not sure, you know, your case, probably 1 hour. So, so you can, you know, like, how you can reach enlightenment, you know, just sitting 5 minutes like that. So like, well, something like that, that inspires you. So, so according to all those teachings, you know, in order to meditate on, what it means, meditation on compassion, that means your mind become some, you know, any types of this faith, your mind becomes maybe seeing the qualities, or maybe remembering the history of, you know, how many people contributed to, you know, this, you know, the, about Dharma, then all kinds of, you know, qualities, you know, qualities, you know, so then, yeah, you know, the teachings, quality of care, the compassion, everything. So then that's how, you know, you're one of your faith, mind become the faith, okay? So same meditation on compassion, you know. So that's quite new, meditation on, or now we are going to meditate on faith. So then we all are thinking about, you know, like the quality of Lama Tsongkhapa's. He's thinking about, you know, Lamrim teaching, so say, you know, it's wonderfully done. So then how many people are benefiting? All the message he says, you know, it benefits me, you know, even I'm not able to practice all of them, you know, just seeing some message here, there, it, you know, has huge impact on how I think about my life, how I think about, you know, other beings. So there's huge impact, you know, this all, you know, from through the kindness of, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's work, dedications to benefit from the beings like that. So, after Lama Tsongkhapa passed away, you know, the Kedro Rinpoche, the younger disciples, the one on the left here, who's looking kind of like arrogant looking, his heart was broke when Lama Tsongkhapa passed away. So then, you know, like after that, he sees Lama Tsongkhapa appear to him in 5 different forms. Because of the devotions, you know, the level of faith that he has. So, need to see the qualities. When you see the qualities, so any types of your mind become faith. So there's like a faith grounded on the reason. Rather than it doesn't become blind faith. You know? Blind faith is, you know, always kind of shaky. Not firmly grounded in reason. You know? So you could call like faith based on gullibility. You know, so just believe ourselves. Then the faith, you know, so then the based on the reason, you know, all these teachings. More I read about Lamrim, more I have, you know, faith in Lama Tsongkhapa. All this incredible work, the order, the explanations, especially when it comes down to a difficult point, Lama Tsongkhapa is very clear. It's not like, you know, not like me, you know, I will say next Wednesday. It's very clear, especially in the critical point. When it comes down to the emptiness teachings, Lama Tsongkhapa is, every difficult point is really clear. It's very clear explanations. So then all the practice that Lama Tsongkhapa did, that's how you, you know, meet on faith, okay, the recalling the qualities of enlightened beings, you know, then, you know, recalling the qualities. That's why it's so important to understand what is Buddha, what is Dharma, what is Sangha, you know, so there's qualities. Eventually, I think it's good to, you know, study. There's 8 types of qualities, you know, that are related to the Dharma. Then there's like, there's maybe 10 related to the Buddha. So then, that's why, you know, there's all this sign, mark. You know, there's like, has a 32 sign, 84 marks. So I'm not sure how they will work because there's so many numbers that have been given. So just to see the qualities, okay? Injigum, so they know, meditate on compassion. So when you meditate on compassion, so then it says, no, Gomishavan, the wants of your mind become that, become faith, no, become compassion. So each time when you feel sorry, very sorry, when you hear something, when you see, hear terrible news, when you see something, you know, then you feel like, oh, no, just this. I say, like, I feel very sorry. So that means one of your mind transforming into compassion. So you are sorry because, you know, that person is not having, that person doesn't have money to pay for the treatment, therefore that person is losing him or her life, you are sorry. So then that leads back to the, you know, Four Noble Truths, that the suffering is far more complicated than suffering that we know. So we don't feel sorry, you know, for all living beings. Why, you know, we only feel sorry. So once we understand the Four Noble Truths, especially the truth of sufferings, so there's reason why we should feel sorry for everybody, not just somebody, you know, just not having to eat, you know. So this is very gross, the form of suffering. But, you know, we have to begin with somewhere. Some people, they just ignore. Some people, you know, like, they just, you know, feel really sorry. So that's like one of your minds, whether you know, understand or not, in the reality, that one of your mind is tuning into compassion. You know? So then that's what exactly means meditation company, why you have to witness or observe some form of suffering in order to meditate, in order to do productive meditation on compassion. But it is necessary. Without that, you know, what is your understanding of suffering? You can't just, you know, can you, why is it, that witnessing, you know, some form of, you know, suffering, then that helps you to transform one of your mind into compassion, okay? So that's, you know, based on this message. So now we know what it really means. Okay, somebody says, okay, now we are going to meditate on compassion. It's not something like compassion somewhere out there. So then we are thinking about it. It's not like that. That means now you're trying to, how do you say, transform your mind into compassion. That's exactly what it means, meditation on compassion. No? It's not, you know, always visualize a white light, the nectar flow from there, then white light. You know, there are some visualization, but now the bottom line here, you know, so that means whatever the meditation on compassion has been guided, the bottom line is important to think that one of your mind become compassion. So then you are meditating on compassion, you know. So otherwise, you know, so that's what I mean. So then that requires whether you're able to follow the visualization or not. So mainly, you know, to witnessing some form of suffering, okay? Yeah, you can go through, you know, if you really want to meditate on compassion, then you sit there, you know, you think about something, you know, some form of, you know, difficulties, whether that's animals or, you know, people they go through, you know, and then you think about them, you know, so then I say, then you, you know, like, I say, feel sorry, then your mind turns to compassion, then you can say some prayer. When you feel that, then you can say, you know, may all sentient beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. So may I able to do that, you know, by myself. Please bless me to do that, something like that. You know, then it's become more, then you test what the four images means. You test because you are feeling something, you know. So then when that, you know, become so familiar, you know, so then, you know, you can go through so many different types of, you know, image through the meditation. It doesn't have to be one, you know. So bottom line is to tune your mind into compassion, something like that. Make sense? Yeah. So that's why this life is so precious, because this is the only form of life on this planet that you can do. Some realms, there's so much joy. When you look around, everybody's fine. Nobody's fighting, nobody's starving, nobody's, you know, like everything's fine. Like, say, rather, there's some realms, there's certain realms, so they intentionally praying not to be born there. You know, if you're born there, you live long time, but you know, there's, you're kind of displacing or kind of, you know, like, they're so, but it's then, you know, it doesn't last forever. There's limit, you know. But compared to human life, this lasts probably many, many, many human generations pass by, they're still there, they're still alive, you know. So then, you know, it's no good because you don't make any progress, you don't make any progress, you know. So this is the only form, you know, that you can actualize, you know, any realization. That's why this human form is considered as so precious, okay? Because we can learn and we can make it. You know? So then also you can do, you know, Tonglen practice. You know, Tonglen practice, you can, you know, just send all your love and just, you know, just imagine that everybody's, that you are leading, everybody's doing the same thing. Everybody's, you know, sending love to us, you know. So in your case, you know, so the animals, you know, so you can, you know, do that. Actually, you know, the being a vegetarian, you know, so in this right now, I don't, you know, probably don't qualify to talk about vegetarian because I do eat meat, you know. I've been vegetarian a long time ago, and especially in the Tibetan community, you know, sometimes it's not easy, you know. A lot of Tibetan people, they eat meat. So now monastery, many of my students, they are completely vegetarian. You know, they are vegetarian. So even within the Tibetan community, they are young generations. They are promoting, you know, importance of vegetarian, become vegetarian. So there's many monks back in monastery. Do you remember Tika and those? They don't eat meat. So then, you know, like, first time when I become vegetarians, I'm really strict, very strict. So my mom, you know, poor mom, she don't know how to cook vegetarian food because nobody eats. She's begging me to eat, you know, meat. So I went there, you know, so go there, sit. After my graduation, after I become Geshe, so I went there. So then I'm really, you know, so committed to vegetarian. So then my mom, you know, she really wants to make something for me. And I really, you know, love her food. So then that's something that she takes a lot of joy, that pleasing me, you know, eating her food. So I said, no, I couldn't. And she said, at that time, I'm 100% convinced I'm not going to eat meat. So she said, how's about you eat one day, then you don't eat one day, maybe once a week. I said, no, so I'm not going to eat meat. So, you know, and sometimes you do feel regret, you know, there's something that she can give to you. That's how she feels, there's something that she can do for me, and I won't let her do. So it's kind of complicated. So then after that, with my sister in New York, so I'm coming from India, kind of exhausted. So then all the food they prepare is all, that's all meat, so then I'm kind of, so then I didn't formally commit it, but just to myself, you know. I didn't formally commit for my teacher or not. I just did it by myself. You know? So then New York, so they broke that commitment. So then after that, you know, so then, so now this is, I think, the month of Sagadawa. So that's good, you know. So this is when we both decide to, you know, not to eat meat home. That's pretty much within the Tibetan communities, that the month of Sagadawa, there, you know, people, there's so many people. You know, even Sikkim, all the butchers, they close. Month of Sagadawa, no more, no meat. So then a lot of, you know, now animals being released in my hometown, a lot of people, you know, release. They release me, they free animals, you know, put some kind of like ribbon or some kind of colors, maybe on the ears. And there's a goat, sheep, yaks, you know, they, so especially this, this month, Sagada, throughout Tibet, there's many, many animals been, how you say, free or released for the rest of their life. So then when people, they see the sign on their ear, they don't touch them. They don't, their nose is, you know, somebody released them. So they just, then they live the rest of their life with no fear. So, then, you know, or maybe, you know, reducing, also maybe minimizing, reducing, you know, there's so many things we can do before we truly committed. So then, that's what Gigi Sherpa, now he used to be teaching in Germany. So he's very good, you know, he's very well educated, and especially he's very good in rituals. So he's promoting vegetarianism? Vegetarianism, long time back in the monastery, you know, he writes of books and his, so then last time, a number of years ago, when I was in Boston, Kurukula Center, we are having some conference about this universal educations, the meeting of universal educations. So Gigi Tsuga, you know, so most of the senior Gigi from Tibet, their whole diet is, you know, based on meat, cheese, yogurt, tsampa, you know. That's what's available in Tibet. There's no vegetables. Whole people, you know, their whole entire their diet. Sometimes those senior people do get sick. When they all of a sudden they give up meat, they get all kind of, you know, health problems like jaundice, all kind of things. So then he's eating meat there, so we are eating together. So at that time I'm not eating meat, so I'm vegetarian at that time. So I'm eating meat. Gigi Tsuga, you know, eat meat. So then the Gigi Tsuga, he's very, you know, like, very much about the vegetarianism. He writes books, he talks about, you know. And then we are having some conversation about vegetarianism. The Gigi Tsuga, all of a sudden, Gigi Tsuga said, you know, so nowadays, you know, the people who are vegetarian, they make very big deal out of that. They kind of say things about that. He's right there. So I know him very well, you know. It takes him to answer. It takes kind of like 15 minutes to answer. He just think. In fact, in my guess, he's thinking not to say, but it takes him long. He's been like that in the monastery. It takes him long time. Somebody says something, then he thinks sometimes he couldn't help, then he just say. So the next one. So then, you know. So anyway, so this, like, so we should not think anything negative about it. I just want to tell the story. So, but, you know, not thinking negative about anybody is no good. No, anybody, whether, you know, so we should think about good things about everybody, you know. The best case, just to see everybody as an enlightened being, perfect enlightened being. Now we get so much benefit out of that. Seeing not just your teacher or monks, seeing anything negative is not good, not good. So anyway, then we are having this conversation. I already start the story, so now I'm going to finish this. So, you know, they're talking vegetarian. Then Gigi Tsuga said, oh, all these cows, they don't eat meat. Why is it a big deal? All the cows, they don't eat meat. Then I look at him, he's not saying anything, he's just sitting there. It takes a long time. After 15 minutes, then he says, what he says, oh, this is not nice thing to say. That's all he said, that he's quiet. It's a deep voice. This is not nice thing to say. He just got to look at it. Takes a long time. So, anyway, so, you know, like, so this is not that religious outcome, because Jill is very much about, you know, animals, you know, like, right, so I greatly respect that. So, and yeah, so, and you are, how you say, the view about animals, you know, affects me. So then since the retreat, I've been thinking about, you know, so slowly, you know, so probably reduce, minimize, then slowly, you know, so to probably become a vegetarian again. So, okay. not going to say when. there's something nice thing to do, doesn't mean you know that we have to do, because there are so many nice things. It's nice to be enlightened, you know, so there's so many nice things to do, you know, so that you do, when you feel something, then you do, you know, so there's other ways you can create marriage, okay? So anyway, so this is related to, it's not about, you know, so, just want to share, you know, that like something that I want to share with you, because there's this month of Sagadawa, there's so many, you know, people throughout the world, especially in Asia, you know, so especially in Tibetan community, India, Dharamsala, especially in Tibet, you know, so many people. That's okay. About the meditation on compassion, okay. So that's exactly so why we should meditate on compassion means think about something, okay. So I will move on. Tebakom ni je kum sheba dini yi ta yi te dang te je ba la cha ku ba shin. So now based on that message, you can lead meditation on compassion. Now you know exactly what it means, meditation on compassion. So now you understood, based on the Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, now you understood, not just understood it correctly, very correctly. So now based on that, you can lead compassion, meditation on compassion. You can. So now you, how you're going to lead on meditation on compassion? So that means that you have to help people there to transform their, one of their mind into compassion, okay? Experiencing compassion, knowing compassion, there's two different things. Then you can kind of figure it out that. Teach a lot of chimunam renga gombe lam sheba jula renga gunam jula renga ni undo jine tonda gombe lam tala shesumba ta komba chude komba ta gomba ta komba tenchi kos. This is a synonym. Meditations, familiarizations, synonym here. So can you read that part, what it says, synonym? You see anything nice? Right after the meditation on faith and compassion.
Because of this, even the great translators sometimes use the term passive meditation.
After the
movement. Other times use the term conditioning. As is the phrase from Maitreya's Ornament for Clear passive seeing and conditioning. Conditioning and meditation are synonymous.
Conditioning. So that makes sense. Okay. So, so literally means calm means familiarization and meditation synonym. That's what it says here. Kumbhajini kumbhajini yang jizu champeche nge je yang la tang tongwe lam da kumbhe lam nila yang da yang do senpa da jata nge do kumbhe she teche pake gom lam imbe yang senpa da jawa da nge bato pa yoko sumpa da che na chon wa da gomba nyi gawa de pa ni sheke jine so so for immeasurable faith, bodhicitta, so certain things, a lot of analytical meditations, it doesn't mean your mind becomes that, you know. No, like such as like impermanent, you know, so then emptiness, then you know, the your doesn't mind doesn't become that, you understand go deeper. The other teba gumbada semeshi the chanju sim gumbada meta bottom dunga kumso. So now meditation on sufferings, you know, we are going to meditate on four noble truth. To meditate on suffering. What it means, it doesn't mean that your part of your mind become sufferings. Okay, so then it's simply, I say, understanding the nature of what is suffering. Just understanding, same like emptiness, what is impermanent, what is selflessness, what is suffering. So there's understanding. Experiencing suffering, meditating on suffering, there's two different things. So meditating on suffering doesn't mean experiencing suffering. So, and then feeling pain, feeling pain. So that's different than experiencing sufferings. Am I right? Feeling someone pains doesn't mean that you are experiencing that person's pain. You understand? And I think that should be different, like feeling somebody's pain, experiencing somebody's pain, understanding somebody's pain. There's many, many different things. So, and here is more like when you say meditate on truth of suffering, that means understanding, understanding what you are going through, understanding what they are going through, doesn't mean you are experiencing or feeling anything. Just understanding. The one way to develop compassion, okay? So, meditation on precious human life really requires a lot of analytical meditation. It won't come easily. You have to brainstorm why it's precious, why it's impermanent, why it's not permanent, why it doesn't last long. So I'm hoping this will last like 1 week. That's what I told when I bought the flower. They said it will last 1 week. So now it doesn't last 1 week. So why is not, So when things change, so we create so many stories, As I said, last December, Milarepa, the great meditator, has only one pot. That's where he makes tea, cooks food. One day he's carrying that pot. It's kind of raining. He's kind of going from where he's meditating on the mountain. This is the only thing he has to make tea, whatever it is. And he's going down to the stream to get some water, and all of a sudden he slips. Then, kind of lose control over the pot, and the pot kind of, on the piece, broke. But Milarepa said, that's all he said, Pot is right now here, now it's gone. That is impermanent. Finish. Story finish. So if that happened to us, probably there would be one book. So they all learn lessons. Everything is like farmer separating the, chaff and the wheat, that's all like that. It's just, blows, it's all the change. So that's only thing that is very helpful. What will Milarepa do? So what will Milarepa said? So Milarepa said, the person told me it will last 1 week, so I better call that person who said the flowers, just a complaint, so it doesn't last long. So something to blame rather than trying to see the two natures of, things, change, whether you're happy or not, it'll change. So that if we become like Milarepa, the way Milarepa thinks, then we just say, okay, it's right now here, it's gone, there's a natural impermanent, finish. Then, story is finished there, port is finished, story is finished. Everything happened right on the spot, everything just disappeared there. Finish, so then move on. There'll be no pain, because learn lessons. So then probably further, push deep into the impermanent, teaching of impermanent, all like that, okay? So certain meditation that needs a lot of analytical meditation. Junjuta, love you less. This both text taught by, I think, Shantidevas. Rangi Yila, Komishiri needed something. So that's very, I think that's, and this stanza, this line, you will find the very beginning of Guide to Buddhist Way of Life in the homage part of the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, this word. So mainly Shantideva was saying, I wrote this book mainly to help myself, Rangi Yila Komshi, Nye Ditsam, Ranga Yila Kumjis. So mainly this, I wrote this Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, this book, mainly for myself, help myself. So if there is somebody out there similar like me, then there will be, you know, some benefit of this. Ranga Yila Kumjis. So this very word, it indicates, even though there's no word meditation is there, but that is what is indicating meditations, okay? This is entire books. This is all for meditations, you know? It's all for meditation. You read this, when you're about to meditate something, then you think about, oh, what need to meditate on? So that's a mistake, okay? So this is called, then the first word is from the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. If you want to know, that's the beginning of the chapter, very beginning of the books, under the homage. Under the homage, that's you see this line, the first line, okay, in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. So this one, you will see another text called Love to, I'm not sure how to translate in English, but there's another book that's written by Shantidevas. And that book, there are so many sutras been quoted, so many sutras. In the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, you don't see any sutras been quoted. But another book, that's from beginning to end, there's all the sutras been quoted to back up the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, all the message in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, backed by all these Buddha's direct sutras. Then this another book, there's so much sutra has been quoted. In that book, Sonam Jumi Jeva Tawa. Tawa, Tawa means, you know, to send or to give. Sung means protect. Tak is, you know, pure. Pel means increase. So, Shantideva himself said this, you know, if you can give, you give. If you cannot give, then you know, then you, if you are not in the, if you are not ready yet to give, so then you don't give. You, what you do, you protect. No, so then Shantideva said that Tang Sung Tak Del could be, you know, could be material possessions. If you can give, you give. If you are not in the position to give, then you protect. The same, the body, right now, if I see hungry tiger, mother tiger with the cubs, I don't think I'm going to jump into their cage. So then, what do you protect? Because this is so precious, you protect that, because it's so precious, you know. You don't just do that, you know, because mentally, we are not ready, you know. So these four, give, protect, talks, you know. So there's pure, then increase, something like that. Okay. So almost finished one page. Now you know when we're going to finish the book. Now you have some idea. So 1 month ago we started this book. But you know, like it's like once a week class, so we can expect to finish soon because just once a week. If it's like everyday class, then you know, there's once a week, so there's like 1 month, 4 weeks, the four class, four page. It's not all the time. There's, you know, so I have a couple of weeks there's one page, one couple of weeks there's a lot of page, you know. Oh, 4 or 5 years, I don't know. So then what I'm thinking about, you know, when it's come down on the, how you say, number of people here all been read, Lamrim. So certain part, you know, I will read very quickly, I just read. Okay, I will just read, okay. I will just give you idea of that part of the Lamrim, so then I will just read, you know. Read soon. So I think. So now, lose a body when it's come down the body. These four things apply: give, protect, then you know, pure, then increase like that. So then when it's come to possession, when it's come to merit, or same. So I think I'm going to emphasize on this next Wednesday where we are in Kentucky. We are here. Next Wednesday? Okay. So next Wednesday, I'm going to explain these four things. I think it's quite important. It's related to so many things, you know. It's also related to our day-to-day life, too, you know. So how do we interact with the people, family members? I think there's certain things, you know. So this is called Tangsu Tabeshi. I will, you know, emphasize more on next Wednesday, okay? Lui Longji gets some Tang Sung Tak Pel Shi Shi Sheba, Tam Jim Gom to Sung Bishi, Gom Sheba, the Jachun Shila, Missing was. When we think about meditation, we should not think, oh, meditation is quite big, you know, it covers so many topics. It's not just sitting there, you know, it's like, it's not meditation, there's no, it's big. Tabe Shi Sheba, Tam Jim Gom to Sung Bishi, doing these four things towards with the body, with the possessions, with the merit, with time, in this case, in America, you know, in the Western world, the time. So all this, you know, these are all meditations, whether you're just sitting or not sitting. Meditation doesn't mean you have to sit down. So that's a wrong idea. Oh, meditation that I have to sit down, that's not true. So meditation means, you know, it's mainly done in the mind. Yeah, so then I will stop here today. So, and you have been teachings last whole week with the Venerable to the children. So, and police, including myself and all of us, know whatever we hear from the Tudin children or from Lama Tsongkhapa, it's all coming down on the mind, right? It's all coming down on the mind. So then, more we learn, the power of learning Buddha Dharma is more calm mind, peaceful mind. The power of meditation is less negative mind. So if you are having less negative mind, more you meditate, wonderful. If you are having more peaceful mind, more you listen to Dharma, that's very good. So that's, summarize in this, Chidop Shishidua, the power of studying Dharma, listening to Dharma, reading Dharma, you become more calm. Not when it's not necessary. You become more calm when it's necessary. No. So when it's not necessary, then you are already calm. I think we are already calm. So that's pretty true. So more people, generally speaking, not every single case, generally speaking, more people know, like, well educated, more they are more kind of calm, you know, peaceful. So people who does more meditations, they have less negative mind. That's quite true, generally speaking. Okay?
Yeah, Chanchu Sambha Sambha Chambha Kundu Sambhula Chachala Teyata Om Banzandiya Avam Budana Chanchu Sambha Sambha Chambha Kundu Sambhula Chachala Teyata Om Banzandiya Avam Budana So